the game there, but hang on, I'll start that again.
Oh, yeah, you know, they've come here and I think they've been on again run. They got, I mean, they scored four goals last week, three the before, and the first half was just, you know, their centre forward was playing 20 yards into his own half, and so you say to yourself, you know, I think they've got to try to start winning games to get into fourth, into the playoff place. But they never all they did was try and get behind the ball and make it hard. We've played really well today, and we're guilty because we've had three or four great chances to score, particularly in the first half when Shanks is right through, and then Shawnee Burns, Wiggins brought out a good save for Shawnee Burns' header, but it's a great chance to score. Shanks was through again and knocked it past the post when there was hesitation in their defence. And the second half was much the same. Just they got their chances at the end when Dunfermline just went for it to try and win the match, because there was only one team wanting to win the match. And I've seen games like that where, you know, you have so much of the game, and it can, you know, they can get one opportunity near the end. And we told the defenders to make sure that, you know, when it's, if it's a tight game, we could think we're there, that, you know, we're on our toes. And Page had a good block, and so did Danny Granger. But that would have been a real mugging and a steal, because there was only one team wanted to win that. And if they're... Oh, Stonewaller. Yeah. Stonewaller. Danny said it from Stonewaller. I think everybody was just waiting for the whistle to go, and for some reason the referee, you know, didn't give it. So, but we had chances for that. And then you can see the second half. I mean, the one for me, you knew it was not going to be our day when we had a great move up the left and Danny's fizzed in the perfect ball across the 6 yard box. You've got strikers with three strikers, and well, with two strikers and Andy Gagan in the box. You must say, Crawford, you want to go and see it on the video? And I apologise. Stonewall. Stonewaller. And it was right across the face of the goal, and no, it. I just wait for it to hit the back of the net, but.
Hit the post as well.
I hit the post near the end with Danny. Their goal there in the charm life. I mean, they fought hard and they battled away and they made it difficult and they competed well, but there was only one team deserved and wanted to win that match today, and that was Dunfermline.
And I
don't know why everybody, because it's very frustrating for the supporters to watch, and everything, but they should appreciate how much effort these boys tried to win a football match today, because we did terrific to be patient and play the right balls and try to get in behind them, and everything that came across, you know, we just didn't get a break. And that was the same last week at Stranraer, when we created more chances in Stranraer last week, and that's two games now. If you think we're one of the highest scorers in Britain and we score a lot of goals, but there's always going to be a spell where it just doesn't go for you, and I've seen games like that, like just right now it's not going for us. So at least we kept a clean sheet today, and that's always in it. And if we're Stranraer getting beat, we've gained, so
yeah, you gained an extra point though.
Gained an extra point, so it's not been a bad result, but I think anybody who was at that game today will just wonder why Dunfermline never won. And pretty simple, you know, we've dominated a game, and when the chances came along we just didn't take them, and on other occasions we just didn't get the break. Alright,
okay, thanks.